You're listening to My Thyroid Health, your go-to source for all things thyroid health and wellness. My Thyroid Health is presented by Paloma Health, the first online medical practice that exclusively treats hypothyroidism.
Hi, everyone. This is Mary Shoman. I'm an author, health coach, and thyroid patient advocate. I'll be your host for this episode. Today, we'll be talking about why people with hypothyroidism often have sinus troubles and what you can do about it. Postnasal drip, sinus headaches, and nasal congestion are symptoms that most of us experience at some point in our lives. Yet, people with hypothyroidism may be more likely to have these symptoms. Here's a look at why your sinus troubles may be yet another symptom of hypothyroidism, as if there weren't enough already. First, let's take a look at the sinuses themselves. Most of us actually know very little about these spacious cavities in our skull. And rarely do we think about them unless we're struggling with a head cold or allergies or a sinus infection. But the sinuses play several crucial roles and can easily make us feel unwell when they are unwell themselves. The bones in our face and skull have air-filled pockets located in the cheekbones and forehead on either side of the nose. These pockets serve to make our heads lighter, improve our voices, and enhance our ability to taste and smell. Most importantly, the sinuses produce mucus that moisturizes and protects the nasal passages from allergens, pollutants, dust particles, and microorganisms. Tiny, hair-like structures called cilia move the mucus and its trapped contents to the back of the throat so that it can be swallowed and eventually removed from the body. Many things can actually affect your sinuses. They include bacterial infections, allergic sinusitis, allergic rhinitis, tumors, nasal obstructions like polyps, sinus headaches, nosebleeds, difficulty smelling or tasting. So how do your sinuses relate to your thyroid? Well, the thyroid affects every system in your body. Its primary role is to regulate the body's metabolism, affecting everything from cellular growth and development to your bowel habits. The thyroid's influence is a little less straightforward, though, when it comes to your sinuses, but there is nonetheless a meaningful connection. People with allergic sinusitis and rhinitis are more likely to have thyroid problems than the general population. The reason why this correlation exists lies within your immune system. One of the leading causes of hypothyroidism is Hashimoto's thyroiditis, an autoimmune condition that can eventually make the thyroid gland fail to be able to produce hormone. In Hashimoto's, the body's immune system mistakenly attacks thyroid tissue as foreign. It begins to attack it with specialized immune cells. Over time, the thyroid gland becomes inflamed and cannot continue making enough thyroid hormone to support your body. An overactive immune system is also responsible for allergies, although allergies and autoimmunity are different beasts. Nonetheless, when your immune system is too hyperactive, it can cause several health conditions in a single person: multiple autoimmune diseases, also known as polyautoimmunity, and allergies. Do sinus problems mean that you have a thyroid problem? Absolutely not. Many people struggle with sinus conditions, including seasonal allergies, and they don't have a thyroid condition. However, suppose you have a recurrent sinus problem that's not managed well with medication. In that case, it may help to have your thyroid checked. Research shows that nasal stuffiness, sinus congestion, and impaired hearing are common symptoms experienced by people with hypothyroidism. Glycosaminoglycans, or GAGs, are a type of polysaccharide or carbohydrate found in respiratory epithelial cells, and these GAGs play an important role in inflammation in your sinus and respiratory passages. GAGs also happen to be the same chemical substance behind that facial puffiness that we see in some people with hypothyroidism. So, sinus inflammation may actually be a sign that other inflammatory processes are occurring. Now, before jumping to any conclusions, your doctor will usually recommend that you try allergy medications before exploring a possible thyroid condition. If it's possible that you may have a thyroid condition, how can we tell? Well, testing for a thyroid condition is relatively straightforward. You can do a laboratory or at-home thyroid blood test that will measure your thyroid-stimulating hormone, TSH, your free T3, free T4, and thyroid peroxidase antibodies, all of which will reveal a lot about your thyroid health. In addition, a review of your symptoms is also important as part of the diagnosis process. Some common symptoms of hypothyroidism that you may notice include fatigue and sluggishness, muscle weakness, joint pain, depression, slowed thoughts and movements, brain fog, cold intolerance, weight gain, constipation, dry skin and brittle nails, dry hair and hair loss, and irregular or heavy periods. These are only a few of the many symptoms of hypothyroidism that people do experience. If you do end up with a hypothyroidism diagnosis, you'll work with your doctor, who will likely prescribe a thyroid hormone replacement medication to replace the thyroid hormone that's missing in your body. What steps should you take if your sinuses just aren't feeling right? People with sinus issues often share that they simply don't feel well, but they can't seem to find the cause. Usually they start by addressing their main symptoms, such as sinus pressure or postnasal drip. Yet, even after trying treatment with medications such as nasal corticosteroid sprays or antihistamines, they still don't feel quite right. If you're in this position, it may be time to look at other factors that may be making you feel unwell. Having blood tests to look at other possible causes, including thyroid disease, can help rule out things and hopefully help you find the root cause. It may also be helpful to visit an ear, nose, and throat doctor, also known as an ENT, to further investigate your symptoms. If your doctor prescribes medication, it is very important to take it as the doctor recommends. For example, if you're taking a nasal corticosteroid, make sure to use it as directed. Similarly, if you have a thyroid condition, you need to take your thyroid medication daily as directed by your doctor. Keep in mind that certain things can interfere with how your thyroid medication works, including taking other supplements and vitamins simultaneously and eating certain foods. You'll want to avoid any triggers that cause your symptoms to worsen. For example, people with allergic sinusitis will want to avoid allergens that flare their symptoms, such as pet dander and dust. Keep in mind that allergies can also cause a thyroid or Hashimoto's flare-up, which can worsen your thyroid symptoms like fatigue and lethargy. So here's a note from Paloma Health. If you are constantly battling postnasal drip or frequent sinus infections, it's time to check your thyroid. That's it for today's episode. A quick FYI, all of our Paloma blogs, events, resources, and more can be found on our website at www.palomahealth.com under the Learn section. If you're new to Paloma Health, get $30 off our at-home thyroid test kit or become a Paloma member with the discount code PODCAST. The links, terms, and conditions can be found in the show notes. Thanks for listening. This is Mary Shoman, hoping that today and every day you feel well and live well.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you've ever wondered about your thyroid health, Paloma has a convenient solution for you with our at-home thyroid test kit. It's easy to use and can be done from the comfort of your own home. Use the discount code PODCAST in all caps at checkout to receive a $30 discount on your purchase. And make sure to come back and listen for more interviews, events, and catch up with the latest insights from our blog. We truly appreciate you being part of the community and are committed to bringing you valuable content to help you live your healthiest life. Thanks for listening, and until next time.